Day 427, Saturday, June 1st, 2 Kings 11 4-21 and 2 Chronicles 23. 2 Kings 11 4-21 NKJV in the seventh year Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds, of the bodyguards and the escorts, and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, This is what you shall do. 1/3 of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. 1/3 shall be at the gate of Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The two contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in. So the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath, with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which had belonged to King David, that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escort stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar and the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, Long live the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, Treason! Treason! And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, Take her outside under guard, and slay with the sword whoever follows her. For the priest had said, Do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord. So they seized her, and she went by way of the horse's entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal, and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Matan the priest of Baal before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land. And they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. 2 Chronicles 23 1-21 NKJV In the seventh year Jehoiada strengthened himself, and made a covenant with the captains of hundreds. Azariah the son of Jeroham, Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, Azariah the son of Obed, Maaseiah the son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri. And they went throughout Judah and gathered the Levites from all the cities of Judah, and the chief fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. Then all the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. And he said to them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David. This is what you shall do, 1/3 of you entering on the Sabbath, of the priests and the Levites, shall be keeping watch over the doors, 1/3 shall be at the king's house, and 1/3 at the gate of the foundation. All the people shall be in the courts of the house of the Lord. But let no one come into the house of the Lord except the priests and those of the Levites who serve. They may go in, for they are holy, but all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever comes into the house, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And each man took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath, with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest had not dismissed the divisions. And Jehoiada the priest gave to the captains of hundreds the spears and the large and small shields which had belonged to King David, that were in the temple of God. Then he set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and by the temple, all around the king. And they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and made him king. Then Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, Long live the king! Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets, also the singers with musical instruments, and those who led in praise. So Athaliah tore her clothes and said, Treason! Treason! And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the army, and said to them, Take her outside under guard, and slay with the sword whoever follows her. For the priest had said, Do not kill her in the house of the Lord. So they seized her, and she went by way of the entrance of the horse gate into the king's house, and they killed her there. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, the people, and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. And all the people went to the temple of Baal, and tore it down. They broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Matan the priest of Baal before the altars. Also Jehoiada appointed the oversight of the house of the Lord to the hand of the priests, the Levites, whom David had assigned in the house of the Lord, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was established by David. And he set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one who was in any way unclean should enter. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the nobles, the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and they went through the upper gate to the king's house, and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading plan states, Joash becomes king of Judah in the seventh year of the reign of evil queen Athaliah, Jehoiada the priest, with the support and protection of the captains of hundreds of the army and the Levites and the chief fathers of Israel, anointed Joash to be the new king of Judah. This was done on the Sabbath, 2 Chronicles 23:4, 8. Joash was 7 years old when he was appointed and proclaimed to be the new king, 2 Kings 11:21, 12. Jehoiada had Queen Athaliah killed by the captains of the army, 2 Chronicles 23:14-15. He then made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people, 2 Kings 11:17. 2 Chronicles 23:16 adds that the priest was also a party to this covenant. Note that two agreements, covenants, were made, one between the Lord, the king and the people, rededicating themselves to God, and a second between only the king and the people. This second covenant was apparently a rededication to constitutional monarchy, in which the king is not above the law. Jehoiada was engaged in re-establishing right government in Judah after the disastrous reigns of Ahaziah and Athaliah. A feature of that re-establishment was settling Judah's government upon its original ground, that of a limited monarchy established under Samuel's superintendence when he explained to the people the regulations of the kingship, 1 Samuel 10:25, NIV. Also interesting in this reading is that when Joash was crowned, he stood by his pillar, 2 Chronicles 23:13. 2 Kings 11:14 reads a pillar. Israel's kings, according to the custom, 2 Kings 11:14, were crowned in a ceremony involving a pillar. This pillar was apparently a matzibah, a standing stone. It is interesting to note that Britain's sovereigns are also crowned in a ceremony involving a pillar, Jacob's stone. The Hebrew in these passages is even more interesting, for it literally says the king stood upon his pillar. Britain's monarchs are also crowned upon a pillar stone, sitting upon it, i.e., upon a throne that contains it. Thus, though slightly modified, the custom still prevails thousands of years later. Indeed, the royal house of Britain is a continuation of the very same dynasty of ancient Judah, the dynasty of David. See the throne of David, its biblical origin and future. As a consequence of renewed commitment to God under Joash, the people destroyed the center of Baal worship in Judah, 2 Kings 11:18, 2 Chronicles 23:17. And they reinstituted the proper sacrificial worship system, as commanded in the Law of Moses, verse 18. But, as we will see, some idolatry remained in the land. And, 2 Kings 11, verse 10, the John Gill commentary states, such as he had taken in war from his enemies, and had dedicated for the service of the temple, to defend it on occasion, and laid up there, those the priests gave to the captains, to arm their men with, who came unarmed, and so unsuspected, and in this way might be armed without being seen and known.